Start your day the Torah way in northwest London, Thursday, 15th of Tammuz, 14th of July, Rabbi Avraham Adler Shlita, Kashas of fish and gelatin.
First of all, thank you very much for inviting me once again. It's been quite a long time. A lot has happened since the last time that I had the opportunity to speak in the Northwest London Torah Way. And I wanted to discuss this morning a shaila that has recently, I've been dealing with fairly recently, which is nageya and relevant to gelatin, which is made from fish, as we'll explain in a few minutes, apart from gelatin being able to be made from, which it was traditionally, and most of it is made from animal sources, either pigs or bovine cattle. Recently there's been a move towards use of fish gelatin. Recently means over quite a period of quite a number of years. And also a product which is really the same thing, but which is derived from the fish gelatin and the conversion after the fish gelatin to something called collagen. Collagen actually and gelatin are the same things. The collagen is found in the bones and bones of animals and the skins of fish. And it can be used in two ways. It can be used as, although gelatin itself is used, sometimes it's used in foods, particularly fish gelatin now is a component of many of the sweets and things, that the chewy sort of sweets that one has. And also, but collagen, when the gelatin is converted to collagen, then it becomes a very useful protein which people use as a dietary supplement. So the shaila arose because a company which I give a certification to for various other vitamins and similar products asked me, they wanted to use a fish collagen product which is going to be used for, it'll be formulated into a capsule, and the capsule is actually a vegetarian capsule. There's going to be this fish collagen inside, and it's going to be surrounded by a vegetarian capsule. And it's marketed mainly as a skin improver. It improves the quality of the skin, and it's has cosmetic benefits. It does have some health benefits as well, but and the reason I'm mentioning it is because it's relevant to our discussion in a few minutes. It's not something one would call a refuah. It's not something that one's using for refuah purposes. So this was the question they asked me. Can I give a hechsher certification on this fish collagen product? Now, the questions that had to be taken into account were as follows. Well, first of all, what exactly is collagen and what is gelatin? And that, I've already explained, is gelatin and collagen are materials that are derived from bones, hard bones, and soft bones nowadays, skins, and as I say, more recently, fish skins. And the problem, obviously, is when even though I think, as far as gelatin and collagen production is concerned, fish gelatin is only about 1% of the total gelatin that's being produced, but there are increasing quantities of it being produced, and it is popular.
It's because it's not kosher fish.
That's what I'm coming to. The problem is that about 70% or 60% of the source of fish, gelatin and collagen, is catfish, which is a non-kosher fish, and the other 30% is from kosher species of fish. Now, this particular fish collagen that they were asking to give the hechsher on was guaranteed and was a run made only from kosher fish, mainly cod. It was being made from kosher fish. And the first question that arises, to what extent can one believe the company that was being produced, it is being produced in Slovakia? It's a French company that imports it into France and it gets sold here, but it's the site of production is in Slovakia, and I haven't been there. And there's a question of Nemonos. Can we rely that they're actually using cod and not using other fish? The second question is, what about the machinery that is being used? Because that same factory definitely are using the same machinery for the production. It's only used for fish, that's true. No bovine or porcine gelatin is made in that factory. That is just definite. But the factory is using, but the factory is definitely processing catfish as well. And so this was the China that we're presented with. And the question is, is there a way that I can give a hechsher to this product? So the first thing that I thought about is to understand, we have to know that the story of gelatin, which I've even discussed in previous shurim here before, is a very, very old story, going back, coming on for probably 200 years now, since the gelatin was first produced. And it's a subject of a tremendous amount of discussion in the poskim. And there were several poskim who were lenient and gave kulas for gelatin that is actually even produced from behemoth tomaeus. One of the main poskim, well known for his tshuva of being makel in gelatin generally, was the Achiezer, and he had various reasons, basically to be makel. Basically, it was based on the fact, first of all, that the gelatin is made from hard bones, atzomos koshos, and according to one opinion, the Rambam, atzomos koshos have got no issa in them at all, they're mutter. The second was that in the process, it becomes very dried out, and even if it were made from atzomos rakos, from soft bones, they're still mocking to be makel, because the end result is dried out. And the other possible argument with this is that even if it was at one point dried out, but it can be reconstituted again, it would be a problem. But if it's totally dried out, then it's clear from a Ramah in Simon Pei Zayin, according to Ramshat in the Ramah, that even meat, which has been totally dried out, loses its status as meat. The question is, that there's a machlekes there between various poskim, and the Noda Behuda learns that has only got a din as far as possible cholov is concerned, that it loses its status as meat, but it's, as far as it's not meaty anymore, but the issa doesn't necessarily go. The other reason that the Achiezer brought is that in the process of producing the gelatin, and this I've got is definitely the case with the fish gelatin, strong acids are used to break the material down, the bone or the skin or whatever you're using, and to extract the gelatin, and the whole thing becomes pogum. There is a question, possibility, according to Achiezer, that it might be even a nishtane, that it might be changed. It's something which has become very changed, chemically changed, and has totally changed its form. There's also something which I'm not going to go into detail today. There's also a machlokes rishonim about this, and could be mutter on that basis as well. These were the basics for us of the Achiezer. The argument against this, and Rav Aaron Kotel Paskin not like the Achiezer, said you can't be soymer for normal gelatin. Rav Dayan Weiss, tshuva were clear that we're not soymer to be matir gelatin per se. And this is the machlokes that goes on today. There are certain kashrus authorities, particularly in America, who do give hechsherim on gelatin containing products. And you can see you have to be careful, but you can sometimes see certain not here so much, I haven't seen it, but in Eretz Yisrael you'll see products which have got on the label kosher or something like that, because it is a well-documented machlokes haposkim. So that is the background to normal gelatin, and I wanted to utilize part of what the Achiezer says, possibly to be making in our situation. The other svara that is to be makel is that there's a the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Yeridea, Simon Kuf Nun Hey Sif Gimel, mentions the clearly the heter of using something which is also but Hano Shaloka Derech Hano also. And this is then expanded to what is the din of using something which is derech, which is normally would be eaten, but you eat it in an abnormal manner. It's not the normal way of eating, and it's something which one would not normally eat, and becomes achilish derech achilase. And the Shulchan Aruch and Kimal all poskim agree that the tzorech refuah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about at that point, the tzorech refuah, you're allowed to use something with also ba'no shloke derech hanosay, and something which is also shloke derech achila, derech achila, you can eat it in an abnormal way.
That doesn't cause to malaria.
If it's an achila shloke, which would be mut, it wouldn't cause tim to malev. The problem is that most poskim actually learn, that this only applies, it's only a heter, b'mokum choyli. And in fact, the Mechaba in Simon Kuf Nun Hei, Siv Gimel, is talking about, it says, b'mokum choyli, you can be mistrapeh from these things in the abnormal manner. The Shach, however, there says, that seems to say that you can even do it, even a bori, even a healthy person would be allowed lechatchila to consume things which are not kederech achila, b'derech shlo kederech achila, you can eat in an abnormal way, even for a bori. Rove Poskim argued with the Shach. The question is that our product that we're talking about is collagen. It's a dried out product. After the gelatin has been extracted from the bone and it's been dried out, then it's rehydrolyzed again to form collagen again, and the final product, and then it's dried again. So what you actually are consuming is a total dry powder that's got no taste. And that dry powder that's got no taste is in itself encapsulated into a vegetarian capsule around it. So if we were talking about something that was being used for a chayla, then there'd be no shayla, and that is halacha lemaisa, maisa b'chol yom, that we allow people to even use gelatin capsules where the outside is gelatin for medication that's required. Because the whole gelatin itself, capsule is nisyavish, it's dried out, and the whole swallowing of a capsule is considered as achila shloi kederach. There's no question about that. Kimat all poskim, everybody agrees with that. Machmirim sometimes like to open the capsule, but mitzad ikadin, there's no requirement to open the capsule that you've been prescribed, an antibiotic or any other medicine that has been prescribed and is being used either to treat or prevent serious illness. That's not a question. The question is, in our case, is to give a certification to something which is not actually a refuah. It's something that is maybe a supplement, you could call it, but it's certainly not a refuah. So that would make things maybe a bit more difficult, because to what extent can we rely on the shloik derech achila aspect in such a case? I'll just go through this shayla stage by stage, and then we'll see how I came out in the end. So as far as the material itself is concerned, the material itself is guaranteed by the company and to be only using kosher fish. Yeah, they use kosher fishes, and they've shown me, and it's on a specification. It's got a product specification that's clear, which they could be checked up on, and it could be clear that they definitely can only use for that particular. When they're making, it's got a particular name. It's called wild caught natakal, which means it's from fish which are caught wild, and sea fish which are caught wild in cod, and it has to be cod for that particular production. And in fact, the OU do give a hechsher on gelatin made in that particular factory. But when they give the hechsher, obviously, and they actually go there and they give a proper hechsher on the actual material itself, it's a very, very extensive process, and they've got to have a mashgiach there for about 3 months, twice in the year, for about 3 months at a time, while the production is going down. The plant is completely stopped in between, and they cash the plant. So, and then they're actually using a different brand. They're actually making it from tilapia fish, also a kosher fish. So that there's no shyly. They're actually cleaning the thing down and under proper hashgacha. The question is that this particular brand of fish gelatin that we're using is you relying on the normal cleaning processes that take place in that plant, but the machinery is not kashered in between. So, as such, and it's not, even though there is a possibility, probably not likely to be used on the same day, but it's a possibility that they would manufacture a non-kosher batch and a kosher batch on the same day. However, there's a very, very strong reason to have one to be makel, and that is that even though the most of the Orthodox supervising authorities will not give a hechsher on gelatin as such, and we do not rely normally on the Achiezer, on those svaros, but here, the gelatin that we're talking about, there's no question about it, that the gelatin, even non-kosher gelatin being produced, the non-kosher gelatin that's being used in that product is definitely being used strong acid to treat it, and therefore, as the any belias, the whole reason why we have to be machmir and normally would have to kasher a plant, as we do very, very often, going next week to make to a food flavoring plant which has run a non-kosher food flavoring in the product. So I go on behalf of Kofke supervision. It has to be, once they've done that, we have to go there and watch them, supervise them actually cashing out the whole plant, which they do very, 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 very conscientiously. And I would be pleased if I could cash in my kitchen for Pesach as well as they cash in that plant there. But here, we're not relying on that. We haven't got a cashing process. But what we do have here is the fact that we're dealing with a product that has been treated with strong acid, and that's going deep, deep. The acid is being bolua into that machinery. So even when they make our kosher gelatin from the kosher fish, any bleas that were left from the previous batch are totally pogum. That means anything that would come out of that machinery will totally be pogum and totally not royal achila, and therefore it will not necessarily, will not at all have any effect on the gelatin that we're making at that moment. That's one sad to be made. The second sad to be made is that the end product here is totally misyavish. Those poskim who were machmir generally by gelatin were machmir because that the end they were worried about. First of all, they were worried about the fact that there may be material when they make the gelatin. There may be material that's balua into the from maybe meat left on the bones, which gets balua into those bones. But we're not worried about that here because there's anything that was got in even if there's any fish left on the fish skins that they're using, it's which would have some time. It's become totally pogrom by the acids that are being used. And the final product is a very is a powder which has got absolutely no taste at all. And the top of that, we're putting a vegetarian capsule around that powder, and it would look that should be quite a reasonable, taking those things, all these different things into account, should be quite a reasonable way of seeing that there's a sphorotomy makel. There's another aspect that wanted to mention, which also is helpful here, is the fact, and that's wanted to go into a little bit more detail, which is generally a very interesting point. What is the reason why, if something is shaleka derech, is mutter, what difference does it make whether you're using it the tzorich refuah or whether you're using it stam? It's just you happen to want to eat something shaleka derech gilosa for some particular reason. What difference should it make? So the Ksav Sefer learns that the reason why those who are argued with the Shach and said the achila shaleka derech only applies for something which is needed for refuah is because there's a principle known as achshalei. That means we find this, it's particularly in Nageya when you come to Pesach, the reason why on Pesach it's osa to eat something even if it's not royal achila, not royal achilas on them, is because if something which is not royal achilas, you eat something that shows you are machshav as achila, even though most people and most normal people would not eat something like that, but the fact that you eat it, that means you're attaching a chashivas to the product, and therefore it's that's why it's mutter, that's why it's also normally to eat it, and that's why the Ksav Sofer learns then the Gabi Pesach, he says that's why something which is being used at Tzorich Refuah, and Moshe Feinstein passed on the same thing, that something which is being, this is without coming on to the head of the Chazon Ish, which has got even a slightly different connotations to it, but the Ksav Sofer and Rav Moshe Feinstein passed like that Ksav Sofer on Pesach, anything which is the Tzorich Refuah, the Issa of the problem of Achshavei doesn't apply, and it's Mutter L'Chachila to take medication Shaloka Derech Achilosa, something which is not Royal Achila, and there's no problem of Achshavei.
That's only if you're eating it anyway. Here you're not even eating it. You're just swallowing it.
Well, so this is another very important point that you're making.
You can't say actually about swallowing a pill, can you?
Well, that's a question. The question, that's a very good question. The point is that there's a slight, and this is a very, very area you've got to get a bit of balance, because the etzem swallowing, let's say, for example, you would take a piece of, the easiest example is from matzah, yeah? Says in the Gemara Pesachim says, Bola matzah yotza, korach besiv lo yotza, yes? So that's pshat bola matzah yotza. Why? Bola means you take a lump of matzah, you swallow it down, you don't get any time from it, you're yotza. Why? Because belia in itself, even though there is a shit of the Torah's Chaim, who learns that the mere fact you swallow something, just without tasting it, is called achila shalek derech hanosei. But Rav Poskim argue with that and say, the mere fact you would take a piece of trefer meat and just but it's a good piece of meat, it's perfectly, tastes nothing wrong with it, it's still in a normal state, and you just swallow it down, that's 100% osa. Yeah.
Body still has full tongue on it.
Pardon? It's nothing to do with what your body gets from it. That's also a thing, nothing to do with what your body gets from it, because if you, a person is on a, has a gas, you know, is taking something, giving food through his stomach or through his nose, and the body gets full benefit from it, that's vadai, that's even less, that's not even achila at all. Your body can get, you can have things injected into your body, you get trefus injected into your body, there's absolutely no sharp problem at all. It's nothing to do with your body, it's got to be a derech achila of some sort in order to have a chiyuv. Here, the point is that belia in its own right would be derech achila. The difference in what we're talking about is the fact that the actual thing itself, because it's now
as we say, in a capsule form. And it's because it's in something which is in itself not really edible as such, got no tan, therefore it's, you're not eating it at all. It's not it's something that's also you're just swallowing. That is not called eating at all, even though you swallow it, because even if you would chew it, yeah, it would be not something that is has got any tan or any taste to it. That's the difference between, it's very important to, the difference between achidus shalokaderek and stambliya. Stambliya in its own right would not necessarily make it into achidus shalokaderek. But here in our case, we've got, what we said was that you're not machshiv, that it could be, other possible don't learn like this, but it could be that, and that's how the Ksav Sofer learns, that the reason why they were only matir, achila and machabu was only matir, achila shalokaderek, the Tzorek Refua, was because for Refua there's no Achshavei. If that would be the case, then you can broaden, then it could be, again, another sniff that we can be Soymech, even though normally we wouldn't be Soymech on the Shach for Stam eating something which is a proper eating, which is but Shalokaderech for normal eating. But here, as I just mentioned, this product, it's a dried out powder in its own right. What's inside the capsule is totally dried out. And even if you would eat that, it's got no tam at all. It's not something that's royal achila. And it's surrounded by something that's not royal achila. And again, you are not being machshivit as an oichel. You may be taking it just either boost you a little bit and, or I think what they mainly use it now, it's supposed to improve the quality of your skin. And it's got a very cosmetic benefits. But whatever you're doing it, you're definitely, even a person who's taking it because they want to improve their skin quality and they want to feel a little bit better, or if they feel for some reason they're definitely not eating it because it's a food. They're not getting any food benefit from it at all. They're not. It's still there. So therefore, again, could be that there's no achshavei there. They're not being machshavei as an oichel. All they're doing is they're using it because it's something that they want to get a benefit from it, and therefore, even though it's not strictly speaking a refuah, but there's a sound to be made. So, having taken all these different points into consideration, first of all, the etzem material that we're using is guaranteed, and I've got documentation where they explain to me exactly how they do it, and I asked them, is there any possibility they'd be able to swap it around? They won't be able to. So first of all, it's quite guaranteed that it's definitely only from fish. It's being produced, albeit on machinery, which is thoroughly cleaned, but not heated up, but not under supervision that you could consider it being kashered. The machine hasn't been kashered, but any bleas that are coming out are going to be pogrom because the etzim stuff goes in a manner that's not royal achila, and the achilezer was even maker and gelatin as such because of that. And it's being used totally shalokaderech, both the collagen that's inside the capsule, plus the fact it's surrounded by a vegetable capsule, and therefore it's maskim, and I discussed this with various other rabbonim who are Isaac and Hashem, that there'd be no problem in allowing this product to be used for people who want to use it, even though they're not strictly speaking ill. So, but it has to be made very clear, and I made this very clear to the people when I gave the hesher, that this is only heter for something like this, which is a foodstuff, which is not a food in its own right, and we would not normally allow these type of products in any of the Orthodox Hechsherim will not allow the use of a collagen or gelatin product in a food, and they are widely used in foods. This is purely a heter for something which is being taken as a pill, as a capsule, and being swallowed in an achila shalokaderech. That's the basic rationale that we use to come to the final maskana that one can be machshir this particular product, but only because it's not something which has been eaten.
Very interesting.
Rabbi Zayn, may I have that? Yes.